Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
I urge you to wet your beak responsibly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
check.
Oh my God,
check.
It's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live.
That was it.
Starts now
with David Basil.
Here.
Present.
I can barely hear it, Rog. Let me tell those people something. Shut up. More juice. More juice.
You're getting it.
No, there it is. There it is.
Right across Mississippi Creek.
Double R.
Afternoon.
It's about all.
Rainwater?
No.
He is a horny old man.
All right. All right, you 609ers. You know what to do right now. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go. Mama, mama, mow.
Take that driver on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Well, only Jesus is perfect.
Over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. USA, USA, USA.
To the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would...
This river don't go to entrance. You done taken the wrong turn.
Taxi to the terminal zone.
All right, first Los Angeles, here we go. Come on, Double R.
Los Angeles.
Very.
Oh, Big Joe.
Wow.
What an asset you are to our show.
Strength and honor.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate.
John!
Easy taxi to the terminal zone.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're gonna be here all day, baby!
Right, here we go. One more time, Randy. Los Angeles. Very nice. Very nice. Now. All right, let's get this show on the road. Good morning, everybody.
Let's go.
There we go, Roger. Appropriate song to start the day. Thank you. Well, that's like an old cut.
I hope we hear that a lot this year.
Yeah, that sounds like that's straight from the field. Ba-ba-ba-ba. It is 7-Eleven here in Tampa, 6-Eleven there in Arkansas. Glad you're with us. I'm David Basil, along with Trey Shepp and Randy Rainwater, the legend double R here with us back in the studio. Our man Roger Scott, producer Christian Weaver, and Big Joe Klein.
Yeah,
good morning, fellas. Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
How about y'all? Listen, it's the last day. How you feeling?
We're good. We're glad. We're ready to take care of business. There's four teams. Arkansas will be here, of course, shortly with Coach Silverfield. Then you got LSU, which you know with Lane Kiffin, it'll be quite the buzz. You got Steve Sarkisian with Texas, and then Jeff Levy with Mississippi State. We're going to get Coach Silverfield right at 7 o'clock, and after we're done with him, Quincy Rhodes is going to step in with us. John Daly is making the trip down from Clearwater.
That's awesome.
Is going to hang out with us. So with the thing we're looking forward to is watching the reaction on people's face when he walks down the middle of this thing, because it's like, is that John Daly? What is he doing here?
What is he doing?
But he hasn't had a chance to meet Coach Silverfield. He wanted to do that. Joe, have you had a chance to meet Coach in person yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, yesterday, Randy, were you there yesterday at no, you were doing your show.
Yeah, I was on the air.
It was
a little bit tardy.
Yeah, we had a little scrum thing going over there with all the local. They do this every year where they give the local media a chance to have some access to the three players and to coach. So, and then obviously we get Coach Silverfield today. But I know he's tired of answering questions. He'll have to do it again today. Then I watched some of Summerall at the guy at Florida, who was another one of those American Conference coaches. But we mentioned this stat quite a bit. Of the three, Summerall, Golish, and Silverfield. Silverfield had the best record against all of them. I think he was 6-1. So again, what does that mean now? Nothing really, but it did show that he beat those guys head up when he was at Memphis. But America Conference represented very well.
Yeah,
got Eric Morse too over at Oklahoma State.
Apparently, Memphis had the biggest NIL budget too.
Is that right? Is that the story? Well, they do have the Smith
FedEx.
Yeah, they have FedEx. I don't know what that would be compared to Arkansas. So, they did ask him, but somebody yesterday asked him, "Did you think that you had enough money for NIL?"
But also asked him about having to be a fundraiser now too as a head coach.
Yeah, he's just part of the job. Yeah, part of the job.
Isn't that the job of the athletic director?
Not anymore, man. Not anymore, Joe.
Oh, so what is the job of the AD?
Well, the AD is supposed to do it too, but now the coaches are expected that they call Joe, they call the and Roger, got the head coach calling donors and going, "I need $1 million. We need $1 million because we got to pay players." I mean, and to the point where it's even after about a specific player. I've got a receiver, it's going to cost $500. Now, I'm not saying that about Ryan, but it has happened, and I know he's made personal calls, and I know of other coaches that have called, and that's, "I got a receiver. I need $500,000, or of course, very, very documented Frank Fletcher with Bobby and
Tana
was his guy. Yeah. Joe, have you spent any time down in Tampa? Do you know this area very well at all?
Not very much. I went to the bowl game. My sister-in-law lives in Bonita Springs, which is kind of halfway between Naples and Tampa. So I've been down there a little bit, not really. No, I haven't.
So yesterday, Bill Vickery, of course, has a place down here. We've hung out. I think he'll be coming back by today as well. And so he took us to Ybor City. And Ybor City was the...
No. You.
What did I say?
Us.
Oh, yeah. You. Yeah, well, you guys were busy. you guys were busy. It is the cigar. It was the cigar capital of the world back in the 1900s just because of the pipeline to Cuba. And anyway, so he's a cigar smoker. So we walked in there, but we ate at a restaurant that's 120 years old.
Oh wow!
It's called the Columbia. I think Columbia Cafe or Columbia Restaurant, and they still had a lot of the same things that the way it looked. Wow. I'm sure that, but I've never. I mean, it's been a long time since I had like real Cuban food. And Joe, I don't know if you know what a Cuban is. I'm sure you've heard of it, but it was
it was what you sort of expected a real authentic Cuban to be, that they've been cooking it in special bread the way they do it. And they even had, what was it, fried something that, again, you can look at it and go, this is not what we normally got, because it's been around 100 years. So
that's incredible. Anyway, did you? Well, I think we have some audio from y'all going there.
Do you want to play rough? Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
I don't know what Vickery was doing. I don't know what that means. So, did you have a cigar? Did you get the cigar?
He did the cigar. I did not.
You did not?
You
didn't even play with it?
No. No, I did not play with it.
Okay. I thought you were going to at least chew on it or do something like that. Okay,
I was thinking about doing that, and I just, they were actually, there's one cigar place, they were rolling them right there.
Impress them for you right there, absolutely.
Yeah, both of them were Cubans that were doing it, and they just sat there, they could barely speak English, and they just looked at us like, dude, you know, we're doing our job. Okay, if you looked at us long enough, and so it was a really cool, that area down there. Matter of fact, I'm showing what is the sangria? Is it sangria? Is it the drink sangria?
Yeah.
So that's one of their specialties. They've had
how was it?
It was good. You know, it was whatever the ingredients were, the recipe, it's been there forever. And then you see the picture that it's in.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, anyway, so.
I'm glad you got to experience that. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, this area, Joe, this is, you think about it, it's got 3.5 million people, and daily them live in Clearwater. But it's a highly populated area, second next to Miami. It doesn't feel like Miami. It doesn't feel, you know, like Miami is probably double the size that I would think. But, you know, our head coach, Ryan Silverfield, is a Florida guy. So I'm going to talk to him about that when he comes by. And, Joe, I guess when you were playing ball, back when you were playing the NBA, what was there? Did
Miami?
You had the heat, that's it? Yeah. I guess so, right? Yeah. Did you play much down here at all, or you remember?
Yeah, I remember playing in the old Miami Arena. It was in the middle of the ghetto. I mean, it was... You know, not very impressive place.
We've talked about it, Randy. There's a lot of sports activities here when you think of the colleges and the pro franchises, and you know, Jacksonville Jags, Miami Dolphins, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays, Miami Marlins, the Lightning,
Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then not even talking about all the colleges. You know, we talked about that with Bill yesterday. It's a lot of money coming through. And by the way, Joe, I don't know if you can see where we're at, but we're right on the water, you know, inside of the bay. So, but Double R, you've been doing this for a long time, but not has he ever, like this last couple of years, where he's been up here from 6 a.m., Joe and Roger, till 7 p.m. I mean, full days, buddy.
After we got off at 8 o'clock. Not 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
That's
after we got
right,
off at 8 o'clock,
right, yes.
We grabbed a bite to eat, Trey and I did, and by the time we got back to our, whatever that thing's called, apartment, it was 9:30.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, where did they go?
I know.
You know, it's time to go to bed. And especially getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Club D was quiet.
It was quiet.
I think they were closed.
I think Basil closed it down because when we could not find David when we were done with the show yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
And so we were
worried about it.
We were worried. And so we went to eat, and then we got back to the condo apartment, and we still couldn't find him. We're like, well, is he here? The front door
was
unlocked.
The front door was unlocked.
Yeah, the front door was unlocked.
Wow.
And so it was unlocked. When we got back, it was unlocked.
I was there.
And I saw some guy hanging out by the front door who was in this black vest, had all these kind of spikes on his pants, and I'm thinking, oh, no. Did he come out of our apartment?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about. All I know is that
Well, neither do I.
Well, so we finally sat down in the kind of living area, turned on the TV, watched a little bit of TV, and then all of a sudden we start hearing footsteps up above us. And so then we knew, okay, David's alive. He's here. He saved. Didn't answer our text where are you?
Trey, it wasn't footsteps.
Well, that's true.
You'd hear one foot. Then about 2 seconds later, you'd hear another foot finally hit the floor. Huh? And we knew that Chester was upstairs.
I had some swelling activity. Oh,
swelling?
Going on. Yeah,
gun smoke.
Swelling activity. That's what they call it now.
Yeah, my knee is my repaired knee is swollen up today for some reason.
Why? Because you've been on it a long time, dude. I mean, it's bound to happen.
Someone says here, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Someone says Yikes on Brandon Marcello going hard after Razorback fans yesterday on the Zone. Feels good to be in Los Angeles now, though.
One thing he did say is that if you want rosters, that competing for national championships now, college football, $50 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, did he go hard? Do y'all really think he went hard?
I mean, I didn't hear him.
No.
I didn't hear him either.
Joe, you were on yesterday.
I thought it was.
Arkansas didn't have $50 million to play with this year.
I don't think he dogged him. I think he just kind of
laid it out there.
Said what it is. people who have a lot of money these days, you know, get better players.
Yeah, all fans are sensitive.
Go figure. I mean, that's the lay of the land right now.
Simple math, ain't it, Joe?
Yep.
All right, we got an all-star crew today with us. We've got the convergence of the two bookend shows here. You got Morning Mayhem and Drive Time Sports and Joe Klein. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, Joe.
John Daly coming up here shortly, as well as Coach Silverfield, so don't go away. What you gonna do?
You gotta get on. Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday at SEC Media Days, Ryan Silverfield, Sutton Smith, Quincy Rhodes, and Caden Kittler arrived and did a few minutes of media before they take the stage today. Among the things new head coach Ryan Silverfield spoke about was the lack of success at Arkansas over the years.
Last year has absolutely zero to do with what we're moving forward. I understand, like I said, we limited retention from staff all together and players, but ultimately those players that chose to come back, I think, are the ones that are going to help us make a difference moving forward.
For more from Coach Silverfield, stay tuned to The Buzz. He's scheduled to speak at 9:30. Coverage from Tampa is thanks to First Security Bank, Coffin by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
The Zone's Week on the Road continues today when Justin Akre stops at 10901 Rodney Parham Road for the grand opening of UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine next to the UAMS Health Urology Center. Today at 10, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Today we get to enjoy lower humidity and a little bit cooler high temperature. Just a high of 90 today. Normal high is 92. It'll be mostly sunny, so a pretty pleasant day. Tonight, increasing clouds along 73. Tomorrow, it becomes mostly cloudy, a little more humid with a high of 93. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Paid depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds in Searcy.
Over 125 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. $10 gets you in the door. 12 and under free. Admission good for both days. LEOs and veterans, $2 off. Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Luxury Pool & Spa in Conaway and Russell is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
When your truck isn't moving, your business isn't making money. Don't stress. Call the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they'll provide dependable repairs with a massive inventory of heavy-duty parts ready to roll. They're experienced technicians work fast to get you back on the road and back to work. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Monday, Roger and Baz take Morning Mayhem to Hot Springs for the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas Director's Summer Conference at Oaklawn. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, better connected together.
We've talked about pooping and lawns. We talked, you know, we made fun of International Women's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Welcome to the big leagues, Josh.
My man.
They call him Big Joe from Slater Mole. He is a 7-foot man, muscle and meat. One of the leading scorers in Razorback history, Big Joe led the Hogs to an amazing 75% winning percentage, including a historic win against number one Michael Jordan and North Carolina. He captured Olympic gold, then added an NBA world title with MJ and the Chicago Bulls. Big Joe actually played with as many NBA teams as Brady won Super Bowls. But who's counting?
Yeah,
he loves
boy!
Westerns and worships Barry Manilow. Now representing Corky's Ribs and Barbecue, Joe Cullen.
Yeah!
All right, great to have Big Joe in the house, and as well as Double R here, and awaiting the arrival of John Daly. I think Trey's going down to get him. I can see, Randy, that Peter Burns and Chris Doering are doing their SEC Network show. They've been doing that every morning. And
is that suit jacket pink?
I think it is. You know, I've seen, I don't know about you, Randy, every time we've turned the corner, Feinbaum has been doing hits with ESPN. Yeah, I mean, this is all about generating content, you know, for whatever, social media, their broadcast. We mentioned the four schools today, LSU, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi State. I was looking at LSU, you know, under Brian Kelly last year, they go 9-4. You know, obviously the year he was fired, before that, 10-3 and 10-4. That was not good enough. Isn't that funny?
That's amazing. 10-4,
10-3, 9-4.
Well, given he's got to go 16-0, 16-0, and 16-0 to hang on to his job.
And then I forgot, looking back at Orgeron wins the national championship in 19. He goes 15-0 there, and then he goes 5-5 and 6-7. But man, I'll tell you, you look at throwing our record. Wow, it is just it has been a tough road for Razorback
fans.
Yeah. And also, you got Texas. You know, Steve Sarkisian will be here. You know, Joe, it's of all, you know, we were talking about star power in this league. And I think it's the nature of the transfer portal, too. It used to be you would almost have every team you would know a player, at least one, on every team. But, you know, the only one I really recognize is Arch Manning on a lot of these teams because you had transfer
portal. Well, Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah, that's right. Trinidad Chambliss. That's right. That's another one. Not many. There's, you know, the 16 where you got
Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar Stockton, the quarterback at Georgia, yeah. And so, but you just don't have, because you know what? Very few players are sticking around, you know, 3 or 4 years.
Well, look at Carson Beck just a year ago. He left Georgia to go to Miami. Why? M-O-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
I think he either $5 or $6 million last year for Carson Beck.
Yeah, it's great. And of course, they say, you know, Chambliss is making
$5 or $6 million.
Yeah, $5 or $6 million. It's just crazy. And then who was it I was listening to today? It was some coach that said they had 72 new players. It was Neil Brown, I think that's his name. He took the place of Morris at North Texas. They got 72.
But think about Oklahoma State. They have 85.
Is that right?
85.
Yeah. Nathan Brown even made a comment about even what he's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right, Roger. Now UCA has got 42, mm-hmm. which is big for them. I mean, I guess it's just the nature of what
that's
it is.
Where we are now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you come to a place like this when in our minds, when we look at our three Arkansas players, you got Caden Kittler, who was our center. You know, we had him on the show last year, Roger.
Yep.
He was a transfer in from UCF. Remember, Central Florida would go under Gus. And then you've got Sutton Smith, who was, you know, hadn't even played a snap yet. And he was at Memphis with Coach Silverfield. And then you got Quincy Rhodes Jr. Quincy is the unicorn. You know, he's been here, you know, every year.
But it took money to keep him
here. It did.
It took money to keep him here.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about, though, when you start looking how these rosters keep evolving, is it expanded when the revenue share kicked in to 100. Now, the SEC kind of did this gentleman's agreement where 90 was going to be the number. I don't know if they'll continue to expand it out to 100, but you could actually have 100. And a lot of, obviously, programs are taking advantage of that by continuing to add to their roster. You know, it used to be, what, 85? That was the old number?
Yeah.
And now it's kind of moved up to 90 or maybe even 100 in some cases. But, yeah, but they're all on scholarship now, or can be. That's the other thing. They all can be on scholarship now. We basically were supposedly doing away with walk-ons, but they're still walk-ons.
Do we? How are our cameras looking there, Raj and Christian? We got. Can you see double R? Double R is.
Oh, no, can't see double up. R. Can't see double R.
I was trying to take a nap, Raj.
That's okay, buddy. That's all right.
Test. Make sure, because I know John will be coming in a second. Joe, you should see Randy. He is at his best fighting weight ever. He's lost 30 or 40 pounds down to 165.
Marathon.
Yeah, he's very impressive. Of course, you know, today was in the different.
That's the equivalent of Joe's thigh, right thigh.
Saw a nice article today in the Democrat Gazette, Raj. I'm sure you saw it. Moses Moody.
Yeah.
He's got all the events. He started yesterday, and we'll be at the golf tournament tomorrow at Maumelle Country Club. And Steph Curry's coming in. Have you been around Steph very much at all, or Moses much, Joe?
I've been around Moses a little bit when I was doing games a little bit for Arkansas. Yeah, great. You know, everything I've been around him and his family, they are great people. I mean, I enjoyed watching him play at Arkansas. I thought he was just as smart a basketball player as you could ever see. And then for a freshman, and then you know, his family's just they're solid. I think what you're seeing is a culmination of that. That, you know, the family and him, the giving back and the people wanting to help and come in and do things for them. And, they're good people.
He made a great point in the paper today, Moses Moody did. He said, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't get a chance to see LeBron. I didn't get a chance to see any superstar that came to my town. So he said that was one of his motivations to try to get Steph here, you know, or, you know, Draymond Green or whoever. He just said, you know, every once in a while but maybe it hasn't been. When's the last time we had an exhibition game by an NBA squad? Back to that.
Lakers.
Derek Fisher. I mean, there's no reason. I guess there's really no reason to have that happen, I guess. But he makes a valid point. Let you go to Memphis. You can go over to Memphis and watch it. So he was just saying I was trying to give.
Well,
you know,
there's
the kids.
A lot. I mean, there's a lot of Razorbacks in the. You know, listen, when's the last time Portis came and did something like that? I mean, you know, you've.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Not to say that they have to. I'm just saying that, I mean, there's.
I know Bobby does some things not quite as.
On the open, out in the public?
Visible,
yeah.
Well, and I'm not saying he should or should. I'm not saying that. I'm just to your point, Badge, you got me to thinking. I mean, we talk about all the other NBA players and other athletes that are all over the country in big league.
Here's our man. He's wide awake, wearing his Razorback shirt. What's up, brother? How are you? Make it. Good to see you, man. Love you, buddy. Hi, Anna. Come here. Give me a hug. Good morning. Good to see you. Listen, people go, it was John. Well, John, make it on time. John's an early riser. Put
he's
that headset on.
John's
he's a professional.
He might be at the Hard Rock and still going to call us.
Yeah, I thought maybe, John, that you might go to Hard Rock last night and try to get
him. No, not last night.
One of the reasons. Hey, buddy, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, I get to see you twice this week. Yeah, we
That's
had lunch.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea that you guys love chili so much. Roger, Joe, I swear to you, they knew every menu item. They didn't have to look at the menu. At least, like, you got stock in chilies. You just
it's Hooters menu, chilies menu, you know.
And that's actually, too, that's how you met Anna years ago was Hooters.
Yeah.
Her affiliation with Hooters. She was a superstar with that company. And you still had pretty good relations with them up till recently, right? You still were doing
that? No, I'm still with Hooters. Okay. Yeah, I still carry the bag and everything.
Yeah,
so.
And Little John does, too, right?
Well, he did, yeah. He did. He's now just signed with TaylorMade, and he's doing his own thing now. But, Anna started Hooters, the original owners, in 83.
Yeah, a lot of people are shocked to know that y'all are down here. That didn't know that you guys had lived in here. But Anna, you've lived down here. You were born and raised down here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said she wanted to listen back.
Oh, okay, look, I'm sorry.
It's early.
Yeah.
Where's my coffee?
Greek community. A big Greek community that not many people realize.
Terrapin Springs.
Yeah, and you said
it's the largest sponge capital
Joe,
in the world.
Joe, Roger, listen. I said, what did you say? They go, the largest sponge capital in the world. I said, sponge? Yeah. Yes. And so this is where the majority of sponges come.
Yeah.
And they migrated, all the Greeks migrated over and landed in Tarpon Springs. That's why it's the largest Greek capital, and it's
that's two high schools that you're not going to hear a different.
Okay, yeah,
Darnell
yeah.
Sandler.
Yes, it's the Sponges.
My,
the Sponges.
We're the Spongers.
The Spongers.
Tell me that's not crazy. What,
and
what scary?
Is, and what is the, image? What is the image of the
it
mascot?
It was a big, huge guy, like in this canvas thing with the sponge, like a diver helmet, and he had sponges all over his body.
So y'all meet down there? How many years ago did y'all meet down there?
We met in 01.
Forever
met,
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roger. You remember that Anna was the part of John that just settled him in. I can help 100%. Him. Great to write.
Well, hey, hang on, it works both ways.
Yeah, she's a fireball too. So yeah, and you guys have been down here, love it down here, and she'll have your home in Darnell.
Yeah, it's just great coming down here in the wintertime. Usually this is weird that I'm here in July, but a little shoulder problem, so I can't fly. I didn't go overseas.
Yeah,
but. I've been here for 13 years,
at
14,
least.
15 years.
Well, because you had your office in Orlando, and then when we got together, I merged it together, and we ended up in Clearwater, where I live.
Yeah, and that's the 20 minutes north of here somewhere. I mean, it's amazing how many notable cities.
It's on the
cities.
Water. You can go by boat right here on your back porch.
Roger,
chair.
I was telling them my dad was a fast pitch softball player and pretty good out of Panama City back when guys did fast pitch. And I mentioned the Clearwater Bombers. Clearwater Bombers were the number one fast-paced softball team in America.
Hooters was a big sponsor.
And you guys
Bombers.
Knew the Clearwater Bombers were.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course, now it's women. You know, women playing fast-paced. And the reason you want to be here, John, you had a chance to meet Coach Silverfield in person. You've been communicating with him by phone.
Yeah, talked to him on the phone a few times.
Yeah, just gave you an opportunity maybe to hang out with him today. We're going to have him here probably in about 15 minutes, and then we'll also have Quincy Rose Jr. And have you had a chance to meet Quincy before?
No. Huh?
Yeah, he's an Arkansas kid, North Little Rock. One of the few that stays, you know, he's been there. Is it his senior year, right? Is he a senior?
Yes.
Yeah, fourth year.
Yeah,
I think that's right. Yeah, one of the very few in this day and age where you get a kid that stays of the full 4 years.
God.
Of course, we had to pay him. We had to pay him when Coach Silverfield got here, and you know, that's fine. That's the nature of it. Yeah. It is.
I want to get his thoughts, John. When we were walking up, your thoughts on Radio Row.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess you've never been to one of these. I'm
no,
sure.
Uh-huh.
Now you also too, you got a connection with your buddies with Lane Kiffin, and you and Kiffin were texting back and forth, and he's going to get here around the same time that Coach Silverfield is, and he will do his. You know, there's Louisiana stations over here. Yeah. You know, there's more Arkansas stations here that Coach Silverfield would hit, and then you got Feinbaum, you got SEC Network shows, and so it'll be interesting because there'll be a buzz. So apparently, maybe you and Kiffin are going to do Feinbaum together.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have time. I don't know what I think. Paul goes on, at 3?
I think it's a little bit before that. I think it's 2.
They might record something.
Yeah, something because we got things to do. But I love Paul Feinbaum. Listen to him. He's funny.
Yeah, I give him credit. The dude has made a heck of a career, you know, out of being – he can get at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can get at you. Even at the touchdown club, he's actually – took shots at our sponsors, you know. He didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, all in a fun way. All right, so when we come back, we're clear of that top hour break, correct, Raj?
Well, we will get out early for the top of the hour break. We'll get out early in that way.
Hello, Raj.
Hi, Roger.
Yeah.
Where's Roger?
Hey there.
Hello, Big Joe Klein.
Roger Klein. Back in Little Rock, yeah.
They didn't get picked for this trip?
No, they didn't want to come party with the kids.
No.
The Corky's Lear is in the hangar.
He is missing a trip.
It's under maintenance. We're doing maintenance on it right now.
Maintenance.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's the other big news today. Corky's coming to Tampa.
Corky, here we go. Yeah. John Daly.
Let him get
John
started.
John Daly's going to run it for me.
All right, do not go away. We'll be right back live from Tampa, SEC Media Days.
Speeding might seem like a way to save a few minutes, but it can cost so much more. Every time you drive faster than the posted speed limit, you're reducing your reaction time and increasing the risk for everyone on the road. In fact, more than 11,000 people were killed in speeding-related crashes across the United States in 2024. That's why, from July 10th through July 31st, law enforcement agencies across Arkansas will be taking part in the Speeding Slows You Down High Visibility Enforcement Campaign. Officers will be watching for speeding violations and issuing citations to drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. So, give yourselves a little extra time. Slow it down and help keep Arkansas roads safe for your family, for your friends, and everyone you share the road with. This is a message from the Arkansas State Police Safety Office.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at hondaofrussellville.com.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The Norwegians are a rather cheeky bunch. They claim Sweden has one thing Norway doesn't have: good neighbors. Their incredible soccer uniforms, which are their country's flag, the infectious rowing cheer, and the inestimable superstar Erling Haaland have captivated the world. And you just have to know that it is killing the Swedes to watch their overlooked neighbors take a bow on the biggest stage of them all. If you see any Norwegians this week, bring them to Doubleby's. Actually, if you see any non-Norwegians, bring them to Doubleby's too. Because who wouldn't love the deliciousness and deals you find at Doubleby's? Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at Powers Truck parts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, got a short segment here. John Daly hanging out with us as we wait the arrival of Ryan Silverfield. Jacob Hester, I was telling him, guys, Jacob Hester just walked by. He has a show down in Baton Rouge with the quarterback, Flynn, right, Trey?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember him, John. And, Flynn was a guy, I think he ended up going to Green Bay, I think, as a quarterback.
Yeah.
LSU, right, to Christian? Yeah.
Yeah, and then he went to Seattle, and he was supposed to be the starter. He got a big contract, but Russell Wilson was a rookie and took his job.
Yeah, so those guys played on that in that triple overtime loss to us. When we beat them, and they come back. We beat the McFadden. Well, I got that wood. And then they come back, still win the national championship that year, even with that late loss.
And then we fired Houston after that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Did we fire him or did he quit? I think he quit.
He got pushed out.
Yeah.
Did he? Well, today I'm an Ole Miss Rebel.
And then you had Reggie Herring coach in the bowl game.
Yeah.
That year.
Someone says, leave it to Baz to find the sponge capital of the world. Who knew about the spongers? 661-1037. My mother's listening, and she loves the fact that Anna is Greek. My mom had she loves the Greek culture. So I'm going to tell you, she is a pistol. You do not want to get in the way of Anna in anything. She is a she goes under.
Furthermore, not any Greek woman.
Yeah.
Not any Greek woman. You don't want to piss them off, I can tell you that.
Now, you told me, too, you've got – not only do you have the bar in Nashville, the John Daly Bar in Nashville, you have a bar here in Clearwater, right?
Well, the family does. Family does. It's called The Bridge. It's been around since –
1937.
Yeah, and then we had Bar Rescue. They came down.
Yeah, how about that, Raj and Joe? That Bar Rescue. So it's out there somewhere. You did it like what? 6 years ago?
Was that John?
Six, seven,
Taffer,
8 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the guy's name? Christian.
John Taffer.
Taffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that experience? Were you in it?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just sitting in the Suburban.
Looking
at everybody, how he kind of starts the show, reads people, how they're doing the business and stuff. And
yeah,
Anna's sister is a pistol in this mess. She's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he gets pretty confrontational, right? It was the real deal, you know. Yeah. Did he have a new makeover for the bar?
Oh, yeah, it looked beautiful. Yeah.
You didn't change the name though, right?
No, kept the name. They don't very suddenly they change the name. They just bring that culture. So it's more of the boats and the shrimp boats and stuff.
Yeah, Roger, how in the world do we not see the episode of that? I mean, I don't know how we
have no
we
idea.
Missed that. Yeah,
no idea.
Yeah. But anyway, busy. You said your bar in Nashville is going well?
It's doing really well. Yeah, it's doing great. And like I said, the bridge is about, you can get about full capacity, about 85 people, which is
gotcha.
Karaoke bar.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, and then, of course, in addition to Joe Klein announcing, Corky's here in Tampa will be announcing the Corky's in Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville,
absolutely.
Tennessee,
right?
Yeah. That makes
just
sense.
Put one out in every city, Bass.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. I think he wants to combine city. It. From what I understand, he may call it D's Corky's. I don't know.
Have you heard, John? That's what we're staying next to. It's called Club D's.
Club D's,
and it's got a. It looks like the Village People guy on the door, on the glass door, painted, and it's
two drink minimum.
Is
it really a two drink minimum?
Yes.
Only dudes coming in and out of there.
Says it on the door.
No way. You got a two drink minimum.
Two drink minimum.
Says it on the door.
Why the hell would you go in there?
I don't know. Ask Baz. He did.
Yeah, it was. You know the.
So Baz, you were there. You were there. What? A minute and a half.
We knew pretty quickly. I think Roger, when you Google it or whatever, because I think our VRBO is next to a gay bar.
The question is,
no, Trey did. I had no idea what was going on. Trey, was
I Googled it. And I said, do you realize we're staying next to a gay bar?
Well, the problem. I mean, what's the max?
Okay,
60
with
max, good boys.
And by the way, too, Joe, I don't know if you know, but John is killing it on your sponsorships, man. You got Good Boy Vodka, which is really going well. Dunkin' Donuts recently, Big Ass Fans, and more. And it seems your popularity, even though you're not playing as much golf, is big as ever.
No, it's been fun. Kingsford ad, doing Hard Rock commercial coming up. Been with Hard Rock Casino here for a year, a couple years anyway, and we just re-signed that. So, yeah, it's fun. Having a lot of fun. The Good Boys really doing our new golf packs.
Well, I give you credit. You
are killing it.
You get out there and hustle. You make the appearances, and I've seen some of the lines. You sign autographs, which is a lot to do, you know. And then you've got your clothing line. You got your golf carts that you endorse.
Mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Street Rod's doing real well. So, yeah, everything's clicking.
Yeah,
I love the loudmouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can spot it from anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the cool thing about loudmouth, you can dress in the dark, you're going to match. As long as you have a solid shirt, you're going to match.
That's right.
Can we get some loudmouth Corky's combos there? Maybe, hey, put the Corky staff in loudmouth.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
We're going to take an early break and come back and have Coach Silverfield on with us here in just a second. So, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. If you've got a question for Coach or for John. John's hanging out with us, co-hosting
That's
the
awesome.
Show with us.
That is awesome.
Yeah, he's going to co-host. Listen, we have to come all the way to Tampa to get you to co-host. Only guy we're missing is Gruden.
That's right.
We should have called Gruden. Maybe we'll do it during a break. Maybe after we get through with Coach, we'll call him.
Yeah, we'll give him a call.
All right, do not go away. 661-1037. It's 7:50 here, Tampa time, 6:50 back in Arkansas.
Razorback football, basketball, and baseball right here on your home of the Hogs. 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Professional arena football is back in Hot Springs Saturday night. The Arkansas Diamonds, fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football at Bank OZK Arena. Congrats to the Diamonds. They've already clinched the Southern Division, and they're headed to the playoffs. So come see the final home game of the regular season against the Monroe Greenheads Saturday night. Group and individual tickets are available. General admission tickets are only $15. Buy them at the door or online at ArkansasDiamonds.com. Arkansas Diamonds football, forged under pressure.
It's Justin Acri for Coffin by Design West. Shop with the local folks and get exactly what you want. You can also shop from the convenience of your own home by going to kaufmanlumber.com. There's an online store with over 800,000 items in inventory that can be delivered straight to your front door. Items in inventory include everything from hardware to houseware, it's heating and cooling supplies, lawn and garden tools, sporting goods, store and office supplies, and there's a huge range of products in each area available. So go by their store in West Little Rock at 14900 Cantrell Road or do your shopping online at KaufmanLumber.com.
Buzz News with KARK's Gary Burton Jr.
A young Arkansan is making history. Sawyer Ray is the first Arkansan to be voted president of the American Legion Boys Nation Conference. The conference has been around for 80 years, and Ray is a senior at Fayetteville High School. He beat out 99 other high school delegates from around the U.S. by running on ideas of expanding access to health care in rural areas, education reform, and lowering the cost of living. Ray believes it's his generation's obligation to come together to fight for the changes they want to see. Congratulations, Ray. And looking ahead, the Little Rock Zoo is temporarily closing next week due to the expected extreme heat. The zoo announced it will be closing starting Sunday, July 26th, and will reopen the following Sunday. They say protecting staff, guests, and the animals come first. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm KARK's Gary Burton Jr. Have a great day, everyone.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a beautiful, fantastic day. Lower humidity, temperatures actually a little bit below normal. We will hit 90 this afternoon with a mostly sunny sky, but much cooler than where we have been. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 73. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a high of 93. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
The Motivate One Foundation presents A Night with Moses Moody featuring Stephen Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center. Morning Mayhem and The Zone will broadcast on location Friday morning with a preview. That's A Night with Moses Moody featuring Steph Curry Friday at the Statehouse Convention Center, presented by the Motivate One Foundation.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
Oh, nobody can afford to break up now. Two bags of groceries, about $500. They're going to be eating their boogers in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Rodney Carrington.
That bait shop's going to pick up. Y'all got any crickets down here? We got minnows left. Can I get about 2 dozen of those?
Produced by Saracen Casino Resort.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com, Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Whether it's the huge inventory, the great deals, the specials, the number one service department in Little Rock, come find out why me and my team are Little Rock's number one dealership for sales and service. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event happening right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's and Santa Fe's, as well as just a multitude of discounts on everything else on the lot. Come see us, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, off Colonel Glenn.
I got my first real six-string. Brian Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour 2026. Come on, make up your mind. A night full of hits. Live at Simmons Bank Arena, Saturday, August 1st. With special guest Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Yeah, we'll fight for you. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from HogSports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products, visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent on.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 6:58 Arkansas time. John Daly hanging out with us today. He wanted to come by and see Coach Silverfield, who just walked up. And we just had a phone call with John Gruden. Go ahead and put the headset on, Coach. We just had a phone call with John Gruden that I wish to goodness we had a recording of. Oh, my gosh. See, that we'd had to bleep out about 15 words. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Gruden said to tell you hello and best of luck to you.
Best of luck to you. Yeah, he's a good one. He's a guy that, you know, I've known through the years.